Welcome. My name is Daryl Bryan with my co-host Dante Hitt, and you are listening to Access Your Consciousness.
Yes, sir, and I'm mad dipping this tea bag into this tea, man. I'm fucking dipping the fuck out of this tea bag. Can you hear it?
Sounds like I'm jerking off, but I promise it's the tea.
What's up, people? Don't take life seriously. That's our message for today. You can turn the podcast off now.
No. Don't turn it off yet. Bro, you can't make me laugh for like 45 seconds in the podcast intro, man. This isn't fair, man. The people deserve a proper intro.
They deserve to be happy, bro. They deserve to be happy, man. Live their lives and stop stressing over bullshit, man. You create your reality. You're an infinite being. There's no reason to stress. That's just conditioning, societal conditioning. Focus on feeling good, for real. We made an episode earlier today, and it was like an hour and 10 minutes of fire, but for some reason the audio fucked up and it didn't save. But you know what? That's okay, because we enjoyed doing it, and it taught us, again, another lesson from fucking the universe itself. Don't fucking trip. It's cool.
Big
it's
facts. Cool. Big facts. Lessons after lessons being reaffirmed.
But there's your intro, though. We love you. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your time and energy to get some massive fucking wisdom, some universal cosmic wisdom. You're tuned in to this badass fucking podcast, and we love you.
Hell yeah, we really do. So, with that being said, let's start off this podcast with let's just start off with this random question. Let's have a feeling. Dante, if someone were to go up to you and ask you, who are you, how would you respond?
That's a good question, my friend. It would depend on how they ask the question.
What if they were like, super like into you, they're like, dude, who are you?
If they asked it like that, I'd probably just tell them, man, like, I'm just a man who enjoys his life, and he wants to help people expand their consciousness and get in touch with their own consciousness so they can in turn live life and love their life and enjoy every single day. And that's just my purpose in life, man. I want to enjoy every single day, and I love you, bro. Probably say it just like that,
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think I would be like, man, to be honest, if someone asked me what I was, my first initial thought would think to my title. Like, what am I in the Matrix? Siri, get out of here. I'd be like, what am I in the Matrix? What do people call me? And then I would think, forget that title. And then I'd probably say something like, dude, I'm Daryl Fraser Bryan, a.k.a. Bit Chapo. And then if they didn't know who Bichapa was, I'd be like, well, you got to find out. That's your next mission.
Fuck yeah, bro. I don't know why it made me think of this, but I remember when I was working for this dating company called Sasha P. Way, like 2 or 3 years back, we had this exercise when I took this boot camp. And the exercise was called soul gazing, right? So you would sit down across from somebody, kind of like this, except instead of my phone and Zoom, it would be actual Daryl's face or whoever, you know, you guys listening, you can imagine yourself if you'd like to imagine me staring in deeply into your eyes. But we locked eyes with one of the other students. And I remember just staring in this guy's eyes, right? Just like locking eyes. And he did it for like 5 fucking minutes, dude. No facial reactions, no moving around, no looking around, just holding eye contact. You could blink, but you just hold it, right? Just like boom. Boom.
Damn.
And he did it for 5 minutes. And man, they call it soul gazing, bro, because eyes, and everyone listening, eyes are definitely, most definitely, the gateways and mirrors to the soul. And it just made me super calm, super present in the moment, and just super, like, happy, man. Because it's like you're staring into consciousness, and it makes you realize that. And I don't know why I made me think of that right now, but, like, you have that within you at all times. You're constantly calm, you know? It's just the ego that makes all these problems for you that aren't really there. You create your own reality. So just enjoy the moment, right? One thing I tweeted that I really fucking loved, I was watching Gary Vee's Trash Talk, and he said something to his buddy, Little Lou. He was like, yo, Little Lou, did you watch the last recent episode? The last episode. And Little Lou was like, yeah. And Gary Vee was like, how'd you love it? And I stopped it right there. It blew my fucking mind, right? That statement, or that question, excuse me. How did you love it? How'd you love it? Flips and empowers you with positivity. It automatically frames it in a positive light. So you walk up to this girl, you're feeling it, you're like, hey, I just want to say, you're fucking cute. And then she's like, fuck you. And you're like, and then, you know, you ask yourself a question. How'd I love it? You know, how'd I love that moment? She was funny. And, you know, How'd you love it, man? Like, maybe she was having a bad day, whatever. Boom. Or you could take that and like, oh, I'm worthless. No, fuck me. Don't slip my wrist. It's you. We give meaning to the events in our lives. Okay. If you're not the master of your ego is the master of you, and you are the servant, and it's going to cause all this undue pain onto your life. We're playing a game right now, bro. This is all one big little fucking dream. It's the realest dream or game, whatever you want to call it, we've ever played or ever had. We're going to die and wake up and be our infinite consciousness. And we're going to laugh about all the times we stress and shit. But you don't have to stress. That's the thing we're giving you here. Focus on feeling good every single day. Period.
But dude, I want to ask you this question, man. Our last episode, how would you love it?
It was dope, man. It taught us exactly what we needed in that moment, in that whole span. Like, this whole day has been super fucking productive, bro. We both had, like, massive realizations. Like, and it happens every super. Day. We don't, you know, it's like, it keeps happening. So we're not just, like, stuck on one realization. But, bro, let's take a moment real quick to acknowledge, like, the past month, man. Yeah, the past fucking month has been crazy.
Yeah, it has. It has been crazy. Like, manifested 5 different Instagram accounts, 2 different podcasts, multiple websites, multiple sharing of content, Twitter. I was never on Twitter, man. Now I'm on Twitter.
And you're fucking on it too, man. You're posting fire-ass tweets. Go look. Oh, you should plug Twitter, bro. You guys should go listen. Go look at his tweets, man. They're fucking awesome. I posted like 4 of them each on all my Instagram accounts and Facebook and Snapchat.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Let me find the Twitter handle. I know on Instagram, I am known as @thewhiterabbit555. And it's not just me. It's also Dante. He posts there too. And on Twitter, the name is @_whiterabbit555.
It's dope. It's fire. Go follow it.
It's fire, man. Let's just talk about that for 1 minute.
You already know.
Or maybe
already
several
know.
Minutes. Dude, let's talk about the Enlightenment tweet. That's going to be fun. I'm going to read this in a Jamaican voice because Enlightenment, the CM energy of your kids not taking you serious. So awesome. Enlightenment is a person who you tell to grow up. Enlightenment is a dirty kid you tell to go take a bath. Enlightenment is who we all were until we learn not to be. It's how we were born. And what that really means is, enlightenment is this natural state of being that we're born into. Like, we're literally born enlightened. We're just little kids chilling, bruh. Want to play in the mud. Have fun. Play tag all day.
Dude, you just gave me an idea, you man, know, for the podcast.
Share, bro.
Every day, we should take turns or whatever. Whatever. Okay, this is what we should do, right? Check it out. Every day, okay, at once, whatever point, maybe the end of the day, whatever, we'll just text each other before we go to sleep. We'll just be like, yo, what was the best, like, out of all of them, out of all the fire we fucking put out, we spat into the universe, what's the one we could both agree on that was, like, the most fucking fire? And then just record that little, like, audio clip of either me reading it or you reading it and ask me in a Jamaican voice because that shit was amazing. But we should do it, like, the daily truth or the daily, like, whatever we want to call it.
I like you're saying, like, so if we make a fire tweet or Instagram post or caption and we both agree, like, yo, this was the top,
like, we'll
top
just
fire.
Be like, yo, that's the daily truth or whatever we decide to call it, like, boom, like that one. Read that shit. And it doesn't have to be Jamaican voice, right? It could just be what it could just be us talking, but we should have something like that. I think that's cool.
I'm down, man. So guys, you're getting daily podcast now. Daily. Even if it's like 15 seconds of us just reading it. Dude, I saw this one podcast. I told you about it. This guy was talking about dad jokes. Like, the average podcast was 9 seconds.
I want to look at his metrics.
Dude, he probably blows up. Guaranteed. He has, think about it. This is so lighthearted. The dad jokes.
And everybody listening, if you're trying to pick apart, like, what, well, where's the value? What's
I'm supposed to be learning something. Listen, the way you access your consciousness is just feel good. So if you feel good listening to this, which if you're drawn to this podcast in the first place, it's going to be a yes, right, to some extent, then keep listening and laugh with us, right? You can be playing this while you're doing dishes or whatever. I listen to Gary Vee, blah, 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 blah. I listened to Gary Vee's trash talk while I was eating some food, you know? I liked it. I laughed. It was funny. I enjoyed the energy. That motherfucker's in the zone. He's in the fucking vortex, man. He knows. He's self-aware as fuck. And it's cool seeing that. It's like, yeah, that's my boy, you know? We don't know each other personally, but that's my boy in the vortex. And that's what you should pick up here. If you want solid value, if you want technical value right now, if you want the practical mindset, it's just focus on feeling good all day long. That's the secret. If you can actually live that, you will be amazing, right? You will be... All your problems will just melt away. You'll be living in abundance. And I am chill as fuck right now. I'm not in a hype mode. All the coffee of my day has been drank. I'm fucking winding the fuck down for my day. We recorded a fire podcast. I'm fucking putting out content all day long. I'm just chilling. So I don't feel inclined to just be like, I'm just chilling the fuck out. There's the secret, right? You want the big secret? There you go. Feel good all day.
Wait, hold up. Boom. Dante, hold up. Can you please repeat what you normally are?
Yeah, buddy. that's what like 8 cups of coffee in me.
Yo, if you guys have heard the Soulja Boy song, which one was this again? It was one of the Soulja Boy songs. He was like, wah, 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 wah.
I'm dead, bro. I'm dead.
dude, what was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, trick, yeah. It was yeah, trick, yeah.
I got to listen.
Guys,
to it.
I'm gonna edit in a little clip right here.
Yeah, for real. You should, man. Or you should do it right when I fucking did the impression, man. Just like splice it in.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely posting that in. You know, post edit future now moment. Dude, did you hear how many tenses that sentence was? Post future present now moment.
I can't believe you didn't even like stumble, man. That was legitimately impressive. It's like no stifledness, like whatsoever. It's fucking genius.
Damn, dude, this is awesome. Guys, I want you guys to go out today, if you're listening, and just hug someone. Like, ask permission first, but hug someone.
Don't just unsolicited hugs, man. Just go tackle somebody. Universe, bitch!
Daryl told me,
to say it right, scream it right before you lunge at him.
Oh my God! Yo,
access your consciousness told me.
Guys, also, I want someone out there, please, we are starting a movement called the White Rabbit. Let me tell you the energy behind it. You follow us on Instagram, the White Rabbit. Instagram at the White Rabbit 555. And you follow that and just watch our videos. You're going to feel, they're not really our videos, but they're more of collectivized content from other amazing, wonderful sources. Bashari, Bram Hicks, Alan Watts, Eckhart Tolle, Gary Vee, whatever comes to mind. Whatever we learn. And I want you just to get White Rabbit tattooed on you, man.
White Rabbit, bro. White Rabbit, body. Not Wet Rabbit.
Not Wet Rabbit. The White Rabbit. Hey, fuck it. Get a yeah, wet fuck White it, Rabbit. But yeah, get White Rabbit tattooed. We're gonna get it tattooed as soon as we can. As soon as our reality reflects our current vibration, which it does.
It's
right
happening
now.
Right now. Man. The jumps we've made have been so massive. Like the universe is just catching up, bro. It's lagging, but that's okay because we're patient. Okay.
It's huge, man. Like the energy has been amazing. It's really crazy. Like I've had spiritual awakenings every day, and it's like it's so funny because you think you're past certain things, and then you recognize you're not, and then you are. It's like a blend. It's like you have multiple selves that you're bouncing from at any given moment. Like, there was a version of Daryl who's just completely confident, who's just absolutely crushing it. Then there's a version who's self-conscious, who's worried about, oh man, what are they gonna say? Then there's a version of me who's like just a cryptocurrency supervillain, this fucking bitch apple mastermind who just wants to spread love and light, but simultaneously wants to do it on a mass global scale and wants to be mentioned in every news outlet ever. And then there's a point of me that just wants to be low key, hiding inside a forest, just grounding my energy all day inside of a log cabin.
That sounds amazing right now, bro.
Dude, yeah. Doesn't it? Like, with tons of animals around you and white rabbits.
Dude, you're building my dream house right now, man. They're going to have a ton of rabbits, bro. I am. Yeah, for real, though.
Ton of rabbits, dude. Do rabbits populate quickly? They populate quickly, too, man.
I have a bunny over at my mom's place, dude. It's the cutest fucking thing on the planet. And it's like chill, man. It'll let you pet you. It'll, like, if you let it out of the cage, it'll come, like, sleep, like, in your arm, bro. It's the coolest fucking thing. It's like, aww, a cat. But, like, it doesn't have that, like, go fuck yourself attitude that cats sometimes have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The cat's not feeling it. He's like, nah, bro. I'm going this way. You touch me, I'm going to fucking keep your eyes at.
Bro, cats are masters of taking care of the vibration. If a cat doesn't feel good, he will tell you. He's like, look, I don't feel good, man. I remember I was playing with this cat. In the third grade, I was at my mom's friend's house, and it was a fluffy white cat, man, and I loved it. And one day, the cat just scratched my eye, bro, like, scratched my eyelid. Yeah, dude, it came out of nowhere. And then, like, I was so shocked, I just looked at the cat, and no lie, the cat looked at me like, damn, I shouldn't have done that shit.
he felt bad.
He felt bad, bro. Like, that's why I didn't cry, because I could tell that the cat was like, bro, please don't tell. Like you know when you do something
don't
to your sibling,
down, bro. And don't then
you
put me down. It was a mistake. Listen, I grew up in a bad neighborhood. All right, it's my reflex.
Look, man, in these streets, you don't know what's going on out here. I didn't know your agenda, bro. But seriously, like, you could see in his eyes, he was like, "Damn, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I messed you up straight up." Because cats can automatically pop out their claws. So he did it on purpose. He was like, nah, I'm definitely clawing you right now. But I love them, man. Like, dude, talk about what you're mentioning in your Instagram stories, how cats can meditate.
Yeah. Your boy's page, connecting_consciousness. Oh my god, my mouth, man. Connecting_consciousness on Instagram. It has a lot of cool stuff. Go check it out. If I ever hit, like, a down state, I'll just go read those. I'll read, like, 30 of them, man. Just, like, be all fucking tripped out on all the crazy, awesome information. But there's this one thing I saw that said that cats, back in, like, Egyptian lore, they're considered great protectors because they can see auras, they can see spirits, they can see energy. So they're great protectors, and they can see energy as well. So if there's, like, bad spirits and shit, they're good wards. They'll, like, ward it off. They'll clear the bad energy, kind of like some sage. And they also meditate, you know. They'll, like, sit up with, like, their head up, and they'll, like, close their eyes. They're meditating, and it's also linked with Buddhas. When they're, like, Buddhist monks are meditating, their cats will come and, like, chill with them and meditate with them. And that's what cats are doing. Like, whenever you see them just laying down, just, like, closing their eyes, they're in the astral world, man. They're the most spiritual fucking animals ever. They're, like, aware of it, you know. They're, like, so deep in it. But also, I don't know if you ever watched, Daryl and everybody listening, the movie Constantine, where there's a scene where he picks up a cat. And, like, the girl mentioned something about the cats, like, what's, you know, why use the cat? Because he's looking in the cat's eyes. And Keanu Reeves, Constantine, in the movie, he's like, oh, cats, they're half in, half out, right? They're half in this world, half in the other world, the real world, the fucking infinite consciousness where we're resting right now. The majority of our bodies are resting right now, right? We have, like, a little fingertip. That's our physical form here. And cats are super spiritual, man. We have three of them. We have four of them here. One kitten, three regular cats. Here, I'll show you this motherfucker right over here. He's just chilling on his little... Can I zoom in on this thing? I can't.
Let me see. I'm going to look at it. You guys can't look at it, unfortunately. But I will describe it. It's a gray cat. It has, like, a dark gray and light gray tail. And, like, a striped pattern. White nose. He looks like he's in the vortex. But he has his energy that's like, nah, dude, get away from me.
Yeah, that one's skittish, man. The kitten, these ones, they just, like, I think it's because how they're raised, you know? I don't know. In my eyes, each generation gets more and more conscious in my perspective, man. Like, kids, humans, animals, whatever. Like, that kitten is chill as fuck. It'll just come up and it's just either in a state of play, sleep, or, like, chilling and purring with you. These ones, they don't give a fuck, man. They're just doing their thing. They don't want to be touched. They're just like, yo, feed me. I'm going to shit wherever I want to shit. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want all day. End of story.
Oh, bitch. Man, life is amazing, man. I'd like to say thank you to my listeners, to our listeners, for just always being here. Like, you guys are legitimate. Like, thank you. Like, shout out to you guys.
Much love. One love.
One love. I know all you guys said the next line in your head.
What? Dude, what was the... man, I can't remember the title of the song, but... A little bit of Monica in my life. That one.
In my
one.
Life.
About a little bit of Monica by my side. That song's so lit, man.
Bro.
So lit.
Bro, I want to sing that song right now. I'm finding the lyrics. Dude, hell yeah. Yeah, guys, this is more of a chill podcast. I mean, if we think about anything super woke to tell you, we'll tell you, but just hang out with us for right now, man. We just chilling, cruising, inviting
you. Or don't, right? Go do whatever makes you feel good, right? People aren't selfish enough. We use selfish in mainstream society and culture as like a negative thing. And in reality, it's so far away from being negative. It's the polar opposite of being negative. It's fucking positive. It's our responsibility, all of us, to make sure that we feel good every day and we are selfish. Because when you're like, that's all it's about, man. That's all it's about. I'm gonna check this real quick.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita is all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Bro, I was responding to the love of my goddamn life's fucking Snapchat, man. I was just cracking the fuck up. Killed it. 10 out of 10, man.
Yo, guys, we're going on the X Factor. Bro, you can actually sing, though. That's legitimate.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Yeah, I tried out for America's Got Talent, but, you know, they ain't woke. They ain't see it. That's cool.
I'm okay. But you know what?
It's not about them. It's about me feeling good and playing the music. I live stream, man, for like... a good minute or two about this topic of like not doing shit for other people but doing shit for you to feel good. You play music because it feels good. If you're ever having the feeling you have to force a song or force a melody, or like, you know, never. You should never force an album, a poem, a podcast, a fucking your life, a day in the life of you, your story, your world, your reality. You never have to force shit. Just enjoy it all day. Feel good.
Guys, something I want to talk about is, like, I'm just scrolling through Instagram and I see this post. So I guess we are talking about some woke shit tonight. The best way to keep a prisoner from escaping is to make sure they never know they're in prison. And this is something that I was in Walmart today and I realized. Like, I was just chilling with my cart in Walmart. And if you follow my Instagram, you've already seen this IGTV video that I made about it. But I was walking inside the line, or not walking, standing in the line, and I picked one line that was longer than any other line on purpose. I had no idea why. And I knew that if I could get out the line, I could easily get checked out faster, but I decided to stay. I was like, why not stay? It seems kind of fun to stay in the line. So I just stayed in the line, and then it dawned upon me, like, we're all so busy. Everyone's just busy. Like, I was looking at the state of being that the cashiers were in, and they were in complete misalignment. Like, you could just see it on their faces. They were like, nah, dude, this is not where I should be right now. And same thing with the customers. They were checking out. They were thinking, nah, bro, this is not what I should be doing right now. And I was the only one there happy, thinking, yeah, this is exactly where I should be right now. I should totally be in this line right now. Totally be waiting to be checked out in like 10 minutes right now.
A big fucking lesson, bro. It's like, that's it. And that same lesson is there for everybody in that line, for the cashiers, Like, it's there. They just can't see it because they're so stuck in ego. You got to transcend your pain and your fucking trauma, and then come to the realization, like, once that happens, you accept yourself where you are. You reach a point, in, as they call it, in the levels of energy, neutrality or acceptance. It's where all the ego is just transmuted into awareness, into consciousness. You realize that, yo, we all have pain. The only reason why it's so standoffish when you fucking go out in society is because you experience pain, and so did you. And you weird person, when I say hello, how you doing, you're just like, yeah. You know, you probably experienced a lot of pain. It's okay. Once we all realize we're all fucking hurt, we're all, you know, we all experience trauma, we accept mm-hmm. the trauma, we let it go, and mm-hmm. that's it. And then you just follow your bliss, you follow your excitement. That's it. And if you feel anxiety towards something, like, but it's exciting, still do it. But if it doesn't feel good, don't do it. And if you follow this, you will be living in true abundance, because you'll be following your bliss or following your excitement. As Bashar says, when you're doing this, you automatically live in abundance, which is getting what you need and being able to do what you need to do when you need to do it.
When you need to do it.
What's the criteria? What do I need to do? Follow your excitement. Follow your bliss. Feel good all day.
You know, you inspired me. I'm going to read off. I actually wrote down that video. I'm going to read it right now. I wrote down that video, I think yesterday. And you inspired me, man, because right there and then, you made me remind myself, like, yeah, that was an awesome thing that I did, writing this down. So let's share it. So this is Bashar. Now, this isn't the entire video. I stopped around, like, two-thirds of the way through, but this is all you really need. So the guy asked Bashar a question. He's like, dude, I was following my passion the other day, and I was doing it 100%. But I wasn't seeing any money. Like, I wasn't manifesting any income. And then Bashar says, I'm just going to read it in Bashar's voice. Well, then you knew you weren't doing it 100%. Because, again, understand, it's about defining the concept of abundance and how you relate to the concept of abundance. Are you familiar with our definition of abundance? All right. I will share it with you, if I may. Are you paying attention?
No!
Abundance. The ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Did you hear anything in that definition that said anything about money? Did you hear anything in that definition that said anything about any particular way that the abundance had to come? The ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. That's abundance. Now, it can come in the form of money, but we understand that on your planet, very often you are portraying to think that money is the only representation of abundance. And when you have a definition that focuses you on money being the only doorway through which abundance can come, then you're actually closing and locking all the other doorways through which the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it could actually come to you, because you refuse to identify any label those things equally as abundant as money. You follow me? Then the guy says, yes. Now, when you allow all manner of abundance to be equal and equally valid, then whatever is the way of the pathway of least resistance can come to you, be it money, be it someone gifting you something, be it that you synchronistically come across a circumstance that allows you to do what you need to do, be it any way that it may come, then when they're all equal, the one that is the pathway of least resistance can flow to you without resistance, because you are allowing it not to have a specialness that singles it out and focuses an undue amount of energy on that particular way needing to be the way to manifest your abundance. That makes sense? And the person says, kinda. And then Bashar says, and so, in moving forward, now with your new understanding of following your excitement, can you apply this definition to the idea and trust that whatever form of abundance needs to be there will allow you to do what you need to do, will be all right, even if it doesn't come in the form that you expect it? And the guy says, I'm trying really hard. And then Bashar says, I know. And that's the problem. Don't try so hard. And then it goes on to talk about some other stuff, but I didn't write it down.
That's the magic. Don't try so hard.
Yeah, right? He says, like, right at the end, the guy says, I'm trying really hard. And then Bashar says, don't try so hard. It goes completely against the grain of what we've been taught. We've been taught, oh, I'm trying hard. And we're supposed to be impressed by that. Like, hell no. Bashar's like, that don't impress me.
Yeah, for real. I'm miserable. I guess I'm doing it right. But I don't know why I'm not having fun. It's weird.
Yeah, but guys, you understand what that thing is saying? Like, what Bashar is talking about? Like, to follow abundance is not to just think of money. It's to think of all the infinite possibilities that could manifest. Like for example, in the past 2 days, I've been presented with opportunities that I had no intention on doing. Things that I would never do, such as buying and selling t-shirts and starting an Instagram selling makeup. Like stuff that I would never think about doing. And all of a sudden, these opportunities have presented themselves just because I'm no longer dictating what methods of abundance are appropriate. Dude. I'm no longer dictating... What's up?
Dude, I fucking love that. And I did something today that I haven't ever been doing, man. I posted in Julian's group, Transformation Master, I posted that clip about love. I made this whole Instagram live stream. It was like 5 minutes long about love and why it's so important. I mean, it's a whole thing. And I went into it in the previous episode today. I don't feel so inclined in just launching into the whole thing. So I'm just going to tell you what I did instead. I posted it, but I broke it down. The caption was fucking flawless. I posted a 1 minute clip that said just the right amount. And I posted it inside the group as like, you know, I want to help people heal the trauma. And that's a good venue that's already built for me to do that. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to act like I'm already in that, you know, what do you call it? In that category within the group. And I posted it. It felt great. And like, you know, a couple of people liked it, but that's not what's important. What's important is it's matching my reality. Give me 1 second. Let me plug these headphones in.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Like, honestly, that is amazing.
And that's all. It was just that story of, like, when you start shifting to living in abundance and shifting into... You know, not labeling like, well, no, I should be. I should. They should fly me out so I could speak about trauma and no. I did enough. Today was enough. Okay. Why? Number one, why am I defining that already as like that's what I need to be doing? No, I'm doing what I need to be doing right now. How do I know? Because I'm following my bliss. I'm following on my assignment. I feel great. What if like tomorrow I get $1 million and they do fucking start flying me out everywhere? Then all this would have been for fucking, it'd be ridiculous. It'd been for no reason. I don't know that. It's not my job to know what the next moment is. It's not my job to know how or when or in what shape or form. It's just my job to enjoy every fucking word coming out of my mouth and spirit, spiritual mouth and physical mouth.
And no longer having a filter about, like Bashar says, following your highest excitement level with no expectation of the outcome. Like, for example, when I went to the store the other day, I was not expecting to go find a t-shirt that I was going to sell. I was simply expecting to go find a board game. But because I really was open, and that's what he's saying being open, because I was open, I manifested a t-shirt, several t-shirts. And then it's like, I didn't plan it, guys. I was just chilling, and I was like, I followed my high excitement level that was feeling, let's go to the store, let's go find something, and then, boom, t-shirts. So, you have no idea the amount of abundance that could happen, the amount of infinite possibilities that could manifest just out of nowhere, just by you being you.
My cousin just asked me if I wanted this free shirt. I was like, you know what, abundance, yeah. Say yes to this, I say yes to everything.
Dude, that's awesome. Dude, damn, son. A literal expression of abundance on this podcast. That's amazing. Free shirt.
Wait, no, it's not free shirt game. Wait a minute. Oh, it's not $1 million worth of fucking shirt.
Yeah, it's like, why have limits? Why do all that?
That's just the universe checking with me, like, are you ready to receive, Dante? Are you fucking ready for motherfucker?
Big facts. Big facts. Dude, this is amazing. This is amazing. Anything you want to add, brother?
I think that's good, man. I'm gonna go lay down and just enjoy my life and let the cigarettes and the alcohol from New Year's be purged from my body. Just let the rest of it go. Just keep healing, keep making excellent content, keep helping people, keep sharing a message, and just I love life and my awesome aunt who just got home, she loves life, and I love my cousin, I love my family, and she says fuck people and fuck people, fuck them all. But we love you also. No, for real. Thank you guys for sharing your time and energy with us, for giving it to us. And I hope that you accepted and you loved our sharing us. Jesus Christ, pushing that. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, speaking simply. Sometimes you don't have to be all fucking spiritual and like... Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, true. We love you guys.
We love you.
Everything you guys are doing.
We love your spirit. We're all one. And okay, there is no separation. That shit is bullshit. We're all one consciousness. And we love you.
We're all one, guys. We're all one. And don't take life so serious. Please have a lighthearted spirit. As Bashar said, don't try so hard. Just try lightly and things work out. Do the best that you can with what you have and absolutely enjoy the process. And you will have more than you started with. Always.
Facts.
Peace, love, and light to my reflections. And signing off, we will see you soon.
Later.